Here in Washington, political reformers want to try again to restrict campaign spending. Their last reform, the McCain-Feingold law, included a loophole that led to the most expensive presidential campaign in history. NPR's Peter Overby reports on what they're trying now.
It's a brave politician who tries to joke about campaign finance law, but on Groundhog Day, Republican Senator Trent Lott took a stab at it.
Punxsutawney Phil came out this morning and saw his shadow. Well, I see a lot of shadows in these 527s, and I am very concerned about what it's going to do to politics in America. I think it's going to be abusive. I think it's going to be negative.
Lott was standing with the authors of the 2002 legislation that overhauled the nation's campaign finance laws. Republican Senator John McCain, Democratic Senator Russell Feingold, and their House counterparts, Republican Christopher Shays and Democrat Martin Meehan. Lott opposed them 3 years ago. But since then, 69 individual donors, corporations, and unions have given between $1 million and $24 million each to political organizations known as 527s. Some of the best-known 527s last year were MoveOn.org and Swiftboat Veterans for Truth. Lott isn't the only Republican who's become more sympathetic to campaign regulation. Congressman Shays says House Speaker Dennis Hastert wants to pass a bill.
And I know the White House wants to, so my anticipation is that it will be done this year and done on a bipartisan basis.
527 groups operate under Section 527 of the tax code, but they work outside the Federal Election Commission's limits on contributions and spending. Last spring, the commission considered setting limits for 527s and decided against it. 527 activity shot up. McCain said the new bill was made necessary by the commission's refusal to act.
This is a corrupt organization, and I don't use the word lightly.
But outside the circles of the elected, many political operatives regard the commission's inaction as a lifesaver. Across the political spectrum, activists worry that if the commission went after 527s, the next step would be to regulate other groups with tax-exempt status, 501c advocacy organizations. Elizabeth Kingsley, a tax lawyer whose firm represents liberal groups, says the new bill still raises that concern.
Today it is, as much as they can make it, it is only the 527s. I think that the 501c organizations are next on the table, but they are trying to keep them off the agenda for the time being.
And whatever McCain and his allies try to do, it won't work, according to Chris LaCivita. He was the chief strategist behind Swiftboat Veterans for Truth. The group financed its first ad against Democrat John Kerry largely with a few big contributions. But LaCivita points out that the group got started with a relatively modest $500,000.
Could we have done that in $4,000 increments? Sure. Sure. It would have taken us a little longer. But the people who, myself and a few others who helped the Swiftboat veterans, this is what we do for a living. We know how to do this.
How they go about it in the future may depend on two questions. Can McCain reignite popular anger at big money in politics? And will lawmakers decide they need to protect themselves by clamping down on the unregulated, uncontrollable 527s? Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.